Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show.
That's not what this show's about.
It ain't?
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hey, welcome to Mikey Pod. Hold on. God. One day I'm not going to do retarded things when I start the show. I had the my monitor set on playback, so everything was echoing back to me after I said it and freaked me out a little bit. Well, maybe I'll just hang it out. It's just this way. There are people across the street from me. There's some lady getting on a bike with her. Well, it's like the guy is dry. He just rode up on his bike with like a seat on the back, and she's getting on. And now he's driving off with her on a bike. They look like they're having fun. They probably voted for Proposition 2. Fucking dicks. I can't help it. I hate them all. Maybe not. Anyone who's riding on a bike. Oh, it's just a happy neighborhood outside right now. Someone just walked by. Anyway, enough of that. You can't see all that. Today is November 14th, 2005. I am your host, Mikey Pod. And I just got interviewed by Todd Spivak of the Houston Press. He interviewed me. He's doing a feature story, hopefully, on podcasting. So I'll let you guys know when that comes out. He was going to watch me do the show, and I'm happy and sad that he didn't. And he didn't, yeah. It would have been kind of weird, but it would have been kind of cool at the same time. So you never know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's great. Today's show, I have some music I'm so excited to have found last night, thanks to my friend Mark over at Live Journal. I'll play that a little bit later. And what else do I have? Some Bicycle Mark, some Lawrence Simon, some discussion about Proposition 2 and Fallujah. And I believe that's what I got for you now. I would like to play, I played them several episodes ago, and that's been way too long, really, if you ask me. This is my favorite band in Houston. I'm serious. They're the Black Math Experiment, and they're playing two gigs this weekend. One is a discount Halloween extravaganza with a costume contest and everything. That's the November 19th at Helios, 10 o'clock. Tickets are $6. Bear with me, non-Houston people, but I think you're okay with it. And Sunday, I will be at Havoc, where they're opening for Gene Loves Jezebel. Hello. It's at 10. I better check that time. I don't think it's at 10 o'clock. Tickets are $10, $12. I'll put all the location and stuff in the Mikey Pod blog, which is at MikeyPod.com. Voicemail 206-339-6682. MikeyPod@gmail.com. Contact me, please. I beg of you. Now, here is my favorite Black Math Experiment song. I was going to play another song that Jeff said was what he thought was the most popular one, but I can't play any song but this. You Cannot Kill David Arquette.
Starred in his own one-man version of the movie Tron.
my God in heaven. But I love that song. God damn, I love that song. That was You Cannot Kill David Arquette by the Black Math Experiment. Playing this weekend, two gigs, one at Helios, one at Havoc. Opening for Gene Loves Jezebel. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm a freak. I'm in a grouchy mood. Well, I was this morning, and now I'm not. So podcasting is great, isn't it? It really lightens my mood. I hope it's lightening yours. Okay. I made some notes here, as usual. I was thinking this guy was going to be watching me podcast, so I really am set up pretty well today. It's just a matter of remembering that I'm set up and looking at the notes. Houston musicians or people who listen to Houston bands, I would really love to start plugging bands. As much as I'm disgusted by all of you for allowing this Proposition 2 to pass, and I probably am leaving the state as fast as I can. Seriously, I don't know if I'm really going to leave. There's been some talk. Like a lot of people say... stay and fight the good fight, dog. But I mean, why? 33% of Montrose voted. That's it. The rest of you don't give a rat's ass about your own rights. Why should I fight for them? That is how I feel. My other fantasy, well, there are two. One is to stop in the middle of this show I'm doing in Brenham at the intermission and like, oh, hey, you guys, how many of you guys voted for Proposition 2? Yeah, get the fuck out. You have no right to fucking be here. Seriously, if you're going to vote against rights for gay people, you need to not participate or not let us make us be your little step and fetchets and entertain you. You know what I'm saying? I had this whole thing. I'm not quite as irate as I was last week. I don't know if you guys listened to that phone post. But it's seriously like, you can't have rights, but please continue to entertain us and create art for us and arrange our flowers. And not that that's all that gay people do, but you know what? You don't have a right to that stuff anymore. If you voted against or voted for Proposition 2, you don't have a right. If you've seen my show or if you're listening to my show and you voted for it, turn it off. I don't want you listening. I don't care if all of you stop listening. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm pissed. I've been playing phone tag with my sister. We haven't actually talked yet. I started a savings account, which is a big step for me. If you know me, you're like, oh my God, let me give you a second to get back up. We'll see what happens with that. But I was like, you know what? I need to start like planning for something. Okay, that's my discussion on Proposition 2. Excuse me. How about a 100-word story from my neoconservative friend who also voted against Proposition 2? Hello, people. It's a dumb fucking thing. It's stupid. But that's enough of that. Here is a little Lawrence Simon for you.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go, goes the song. Over and river and through the woods? Not anymore, not here in Houston. First off, grandmother doesn't live in a house. She lives in a retirement community. Secondly, unless the bridge over the river takes us to the airport, it's really unlikely we're driving 15 to 20 hours each way to get there. Same goes for the woods. Not that there is any deep forest left anywhere nearby. The only traditional thing we've got going is the pumpkin pie. But that's from House of Pies. Whatever.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you. Hey, I want... I was listening to your other 100-word stories, and I realized each of those starts with, "Hi, this is Lawrence Simon," in a really friendly voice. I want that, too. God. Yeah, thanks, Lawrence. Lawrence was going to be... He was interviewed, too, by this guy. He was really cool from Houston Press. See, here I'm prepared, but where am I going? Music. More music. Laurie Anderson. I was looking at my LiveJournal Friends page yesterday, and I saw a picture of Laurie Anderson. My friend Mark, who is on LiveJournal, he's 33 megahertz. That's 33MHZ. And I was like, oh, these people, these youngsters nowadays, they think they're discovering something new. And sure enough, he had discovered something new. I'm so excited to find this song. It was at this website, Ubu Web. I'll put a link to it. UBU. I'm so Madge. She's, you know what? I have no shame about being a Madge wannabe. I love her. Yeah, it's ubu.com, Ubu Web. It's an amazing site. There's also lots of Meredith Monk and John Cage-ish stuff. and more. It was late last night, and I downloaded all this Laurie Anderson stuff. This song is called "It's Not the Bullet That Kills You, It's the Hole." And it was written for Chris Burden, who I had forgotten about. He's a performance artist. And in 1971, he became famous when he had a friend shoot him in the arm. It was a performance piece. And do more research on your own, or maybe I will. But I love that sort of thing. I just love it. So this song is crazy. It's country-ish, but like, and it's recorded off an album, which adds even more charm. Here, enjoy this song by Laurie Anderson. It's not the bullet that kills you, it's the hole. Laurie Anderson, it's not the bullet that kills you, it's the hole. Did you catch that line, the other one? It's not the rain that's getting my feet wet, it's the holes in my shoes, something like that. She just has such an interesting way of looking at things. I love her. She's one of my favorites of all time. All time. I feel like today is a sort of light-ish show, which is fine, I'm guessing. Yeah, I'm so happy to have that song. To me, that's like the highlight of the show today, and probably every show ever. Just because she's a fucking badass. Okay, let's go on. Let's keep on moving. We're going to move on and have a little bicycle mark. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here we go. He talked about John Brown today.
Don't brown enough to war, to fight on a foreign shore. His mama sure was proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out into a grin.
Hello again, Mikey Pod listeners. This is Bicycle Mark with another edition of Activism 101, the segment that reports about activists in American and world history who made a difference and who don't get enough recognition, and you don't learn about them in the elementary school history books. Today we're talking about John Brown. John Brown was an abolitionist in the early 1800s. Abolitionist? That's someone who's against slavery and who was actively working against the practice of slavery. John Brown believed so strongly that slavery was a mistake that he led militia. He had a militia of several, what was sometimes 20 to 100 to hundreds of people. And he worked mainly in Kansas, where he tried to set up a free state where slavery would be banned and people would govern themselves. Unfortunately, he was declared an outlaw by the American government, a terrorist, and also slave owners saw him as a danger to society. Well, that danger to society in 1859 raided Harper's Ferry in West Virginia, which was an ammo dump for the American military. His plan, John Brown's plan, was to capture it and distribute the ammunition and the guns to slaves and to abolitionists, because he felt the only way to fix the mistake of slavery in the United States was through bloodshed. Well, sure enough, after capturing Harper's Ferry, John Brown was soon captured himself by Robert E. Lee. He was executed, but before being executed, he wrote extensively on the subject of what needs to happen in the United States in order for people to truly be free and slavery to end. Writers such as Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau wrote also in his favor and to seeing him as a martyr and not as a terrorist. Well, the other thing that's not often talked about is that John Brown himself, through his actions, was in fact the inspiration for the Civil War, for better or for worse. Southern slave owners started to create their own militias out of fear of more John Browns. The North, meanwhile, started arming themselves, at least those who were against slavery, and soon enough the Civil War broke out, and people soon forgot John Brown. But sure enough, it was the man and his ideas, violent or not, who began a revolution in the United States. For Activism 101, I'm Bicycle Mark. That's John Brown, and this is Bob Dylan singing about him.
You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You weren't there standing in my shoes. Well, I thought when I was there, Lord, what am I doing here? Trying to kill somebody, I die trying. But the thing that scared me most, when my enemy came close, I could see that his face looked just like mine. And I couldn't help but think.
Thank you, Mark, for yet another Activism 101. Again, thanks again for pulling that together for me, Mr. Mark. Excuse me, and pardon me for coughing into the microphone. Before I end the show today, I want to bring some things to your attention. I keep wanting to say that this hasn't made it onto network news or on CNN, but to be honest, I haven't looked. And I believe Madge Weinstein at Yeast Radio broke this news on her episode 258, Yeast Radio 258. The story is about how our country has used chemical weapons, namely white phosphorus, in its attack on Fallujah. Here are the places that you need to go, because I'm not qualified to give you this information. There is, I'll put this link on americunt.com. There is the Italian documentary that talks about this. And also on Democracy Now, the November 8th, 2005. And again, I'll put all of this information in the show notes. There's an episode that they did, Amy Goodman brought together pardon my pronunciation of this last name. In fact, I won't even say it. News editor for Italian television Rai and co-producer of the film Fallujah, The Hidden Massacre. Actually, that's the name of the film that is located at americunt.com. And also, it's that person, Jeff Engelhart, who is a former Army specialist in Iraq. He maintains a weblog called Fight to Survive, which I have not looked at yet, and I will. and then Lieutenant Colonel Steve Boylan, who's a spokesperson for the U.S. military in Iraq. Hearing this discussion is very interesting. Listen to it and tell me what you think. I don't need to tell you that I'm still green at learning all of these things. So I'm hesitant to take things at face value, but it's hard not to take this particular debate or the video, the documentary, at face value. Am I naive? Am I not? You be the judge. MikeyPod@gmail.com, www.mikeypod.com. The voicemail address is, the phone number, 206-339-6682. You can also leave voicemail at Gizmo or Skype. MikeyPod is my name on both of those. I'd love to have your feedback. That's pretty much all I've got for you today. Aside from the fact that this whole Gene Loves Jezebel thing got me to thinking about Gene Loves Jezebel, and I loved this song. I couldn't find the remix of it that I used to have on vinyl when I was in high school. I keep looking, remembering how much I loved these songs, and here's one. This is from Gene Loves Jezebel's album Discover, and this is the extended version of Desire.
I've been wondering, where is your hiding?
Yeah. Damn, I keep doing that delay thing. Gene Loves Isabel with Desire from the album Discover. They are appearing this Sunday at Havoc. And opening will be my homeboys and girls, the Black Math Experiment. I'm really excited about this show. I'm going to be going with my pal Jer, and we're going to get the $12 each, or $12 for a couple price. Otherwise, if you're by yourself, it's $10. Hopefully they acknowledge same-sex non-boyfriend couples. If not, I'm going to burn that motherfucker down. That's what I've got for you today, and I think usually I don't even talk after I play that last song and I go right to the playoff thing, but I just wanted to say a little thank you for listening. I'd love to have your feedback. I got some feedback this week from Chris, and Chris Daly sent me a voicemail, and I didn't post it. Oh, well, hopefully he had fun at the Portal Media Expo. Go to over to East Radio. She has some videos of her in bed with Adam Curry. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. I love the whole video podcasting or video blogging, whatever you want to call it. It's just great. And I love some Madge Weinstein. She is just Madge. And that's what I've got for you today. Thanks for listening, guys. And please go look at those things that I told you about over at Madge Weinstein's site, yeastradio.com, and Democracy Now!, which you should be subscribed to that podcast anyway. And I think that's all I've got. Thanks for listening, guys.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.